All right, yay. Welcome to Group Call 72, everybody. So happy to see all of you. So grateful that all of you made time to be here tonight and to share in the fun, the stretchy goodness that are the LFP group calls. I want to welcome back Jasmine. She's been on quite the journey, and we miss you so much, and it's just really, really awesome to see. I mean, welcome back, everybody. But Jazz, do you want to just speak quickly to your adventure? I don't want there to be like this elephant in the room.
Of course. I love talking about it. I love that there's people that I haven't met yet. Excited Yay. To meet you tonight. I'm Jasmine, and Fawn, super excited because I went dormant for a while. I carried as a surrogate for my cousin and his wife. And it was a really wonderful, pretty powerful process that took a little while. But 2 weeks ago and 2 days, I delivered a beautiful, healthy baby girl. So, yeah, it was really exciting, really exciting. And my cousin and his wife make a really beautiful family, and they are just loving on baby Bella. They named her Isabella Jasmine, and she's thriving and eating like a champ and pooping on everything and finally keeping them up at night. And, you know, I'm okay. And, yeah, it was amazing. So this is, like, the first thing I think I've done maybe besides my kids' trunk or treat the other night, which might have been a little bit much even just walking around the parking lot. But, yeah, it feels really nice to even just see people that I really care about and be able to connect. So I'm really, really grateful.
Yay. Really grateful. Thank you for sharing that. I can't not speak to it. It's the first time I've seen Jasmine since she gave birth. So I'm like,
It was amazing.
So incredible.
I just did that. For me, if anyone's into country, it's like that Alan Jackson song, Remember When. It's going to be like one of my Remember Whens. And I feel like it took a long time at times. It was very, very slow and challenging. But then now it feels like it was over in the blink of an eye. And I just created a family, so I'm like riding a high for sure. It's really cool.
So incredible. So incredible. Oh my gosh. I think Alan Jackson needs to write a song about you. I think that's what needs to happen.
I might die if that happened. He's a legend.
So amazing. Wow. And so I totally didn't even think about this until this moment, but it's like the theme of tonight's call around presence and vision, like being in the moment while also like being in the process of something that's in creation or working toward a vision. It's like such a parallel. So feel free to speak to any part of your journey that relates as we dive in tonight.
Yeah, it was honestly, I saw the title of the call and I was like, well, that's kind of perfect because I'm like reveling in just, you know, I get to see pictures of her and we still FaceTime and just like my body's obviously changing again. And then I also am like, what's next? It's like our minds are insane. Like, oh my gosh, just push pause for a hot second. So I thought that was kind of perfect for tonight.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you for speaking to that. We're going to do a couple of activities about that exact thing. So, yeah. Oh, amazing. All right. So we kind of opened the circle there for intro round. Thanks for sharing that, Jazz. So for intros tonight, ladies, let's do, we'll do name, location. How are you feeling right now in the moment, energetically, physically? Just kind of help us drop in with where you're at. It's always, since we're not in the same room together, it's helpful to like know kind of where people are in the flow of their day. And then the fourth curiosity or share would be what brought you to this call. So some of you were on the last call and we kind of did a similar share on like what, you know, what's of interest to you about this or what brought you here. But it might be something completely different tonight. So let's circle in with, about that as well, just so we all kind of know what we're curious about or what led us here this evening. And then we'll go ahead and dive into some of the activities for the evening. So let's see here. I will pick on Ren to start the circle or continue the intro circle.
Yeah, you knew I was looking for my blanket.
Do you want me to come back to you?
No, it's fine. I'll look for it later.
Okay.
Cool. I'm Ren, if I haven't met you before. I'm just outside of Rockford, Illinois, in the cornfields and stuff. And I'm feeling all the feels tonight. Actually, I'm a little bit tired because I spent most of my energy today, well, more of my energy than I thought I was going to today, finishing up wrapping paper designs that I just released for pre-order today.
Ooh.
So I'm very excited about that.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah. Are you, can you post it in LFP so we have access? Awesome.
Of course.
Thank you.
And what brought me to the call tonight actually kind of ties into that too. Cause like when I saw the title of the call, I was like, oh, this is perfect because I'm going to be starting a seasonal position in a couple of weeks, which I'm excited about, but I'm also frustrated about because it's not everything I want to be doing what I'm doing right now, but my bank account says something else. So yes, this is definitely perfect for, this is just perfect timing for my current situation.
Totally. Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Who can relate with that? Or like, there's an opportunity coming up, but it's not necessarily something that I'm super excited about. It's like more of a should or need to have to. Yeah, thank you, Ren. We can all, I think, relate to that to some degree.
Right, or a little bit of both.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, and good for you, right, for creating that opportunity and doing what needs to be done. And yeah, and also cultivating and nurturing your studio and wrapping paper designs, and that's super exciting. Yeah, awesome. Yay. Thanks, Ren. I'll go to Layla. Hi, Liz.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, guys? It's good to see everybody. Location, I'm in San Diego, California. And how I'm feeling today is, you know, honestly, like, I've had a couple of bad days, but, you know, I make sure to reach out to people or maybe, like, listen to music that lifts me, things like that. And I've just been doing that. So, and I think that's what brought me to this call, too, is, like, I've had some rough days this week. And I know I read the email, but I just kind of skimmed it. I was like, well, I mean, we only do this, we do this once a month, so I want to make sure that I come. And I've also had a couple of, like, weird days, so, like, I know coming here is going to be positive and uplifting, and hopefully I can give some of that positive energy back to contribute that to the group. So that's what brought me to the call. Yeah.
Thanks, Layla.
Thanks.
Sending you so much love. Yeah. Let us know if there's anything we can do to support whatever is going on for you at any point in any capacity. And thank you for knowing that this is a safe space where you can come for no darn reason at all and just to be with us or to learn. Or, you know, I love that you know that this is here for you anytime for any reason. So.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And saying that helps, and being here helps too a lot. So thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll go to Mia with the super colorful scarf. I think I have tights that match. I'm like, I'm going to run downstairs and grab them. Not really, but.
You'll have to wear them next time.
Exactly. Okay, will do.
Hi, I'm Mia. I'm in Georgia. Hey, everyone. I'm already in bed because I'm just, and I've got a hot water bottle. I'm just feeling really relaxed and cozy right now. It's getting cold here in the 50s, so yeah. To be honest, I didn't even look at the theme for tonight. I just love these monthly calls to connect, and you know, now I'm also getting to know the people in the group, so it feels really nice to have that monthly bond, and also to have this time to myself. You know, like I have a puppy and it just takes up all my time. So I'm so exhausted. So it feels good to have some adult talk and not just like sit. Good boy. Like I feel like it's all I'm doing. It's like good boy and taking up shit. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, thanks for being here, and I love that you're all cozied up in your cozy, hot water bottle in bed. Like, we should have a group call, maybe December, where it's like PJ party, and we're all just like cozied up and talking about really uplifting, warm topics. You guys in? Awesome. Cool. Maybe we'll talk Christmas stories or something. I love it. Thanks, Mia. And Micah currently has a puppy. Ren currently has a puppy. Aishwarya is fostering puppies. Jasmine used to raise puppies. And Layla's had a puppy. So you're not alone. Lots of puppy trainers going on here in the group tonight. Yes, it's exhausting for sure. Awesome. Okay, speaking of, hi, Micah. Welcome back.
Hi. Hi. I'm Micah. I haven't met any of you guys because I've only been to one other call, which is crazy.
Like a year ago, right?
Yeah, like literally probably almost exactly a year ago. So
yep.
That's insane. But I'm happy to be here.
Yay. Welcome back.
Thank you. I live in Nashville, and I'm so sorry. What were the other questions?
How are you feeling, and what brought you here?
Okay, I'm actually feeling really, really good tonight. And Lila, when I heard you talking, I have like a bunch of chocolate here, and I was like, man, I wish I could give you like chocolate through the computer.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, I listened to another call that you did, Fawn, earlier, and it, like, kind of helped me. I think I was needing to, this presence thing is, like, a theme right now, and so I was kind of listening to something else you did, which helped me a little bit to be, like, this is me taking it too far, but, like, nothing matters. I can just be me. Like, that was kind of the, the vibe that I feel right now. So I'm feeling good writing that, but I was drawn to this. Well, I wanted to make a call anyway, but I was drawn to this one in particular just because that's a thing that presence and working towards something can be kind of challenging, balancing both. And so, yeah, that's just a theme in life right now. So I wanted to hear what you had to say. You already blew my mind earlier and you didn't even know. And also I fill you with the puppy stuff. My dog like chewed up one of our couches today. So they're fun.
Oh, yay. Thanks for being here. Your homework was to listen to Foundations Call 6, right? Yeah, that's right. So Micah's mentoring under me for coaching. So she's beginning her coach training journey. And so I'm just throwing her into the deep end of the pool. Like, we're going to learn about this present stuff because it is the foundation of everything. Awesome. Glad you rode the wave here as well. I'm really happy about that. Yay. and Aishwarya, hey, welcome back. So glad you're here. I can't hear. Oh no, if it does it again, I will be so sad. Zoom when we had our coaching call was not working, the audio. Okay, good vibes. No. Oh no. Okay, well.
Maybe if you unplug the headphones, see if that works.
Try that. We tried rebooting our computers last time. Oh, so odd. Do you want to try joining with your phone? Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Oh, man. Okay. So we'll hold a moment here. Jazz, is there anything else that you wanted to check in with us about?
I think that was probably a pretty solid intro, but just I'm Jasmine and I'm in Northwestern New Jersey, and it's really nice, Micah, and I think you said Ashwarya, but I'll wait for her to get on. It's really nice to meet you, and awesome to, I don't know, put a name to a face and hopefully get to know you. I love these calls and I love connecting with everyone in the tribe, and I love your energy tonight. Feels good. You're bringing a lot of spunk in, that makes it all the better. So I love
right.
it, because I'm on a, not like, I don't think lower frequency, but I'm definitely like in like a Mia cozy. It's cold here too. Just had dinner, like very relaxed state. So your energy, like as soon as you started talking, brought me up. So I'm excited to get to know you.
I'm excited to be here. And I wanted to say this, like, everything you shared is amazing. Like, congratulations. That's such a beautiful thing. I was just really moved hearing everything you said. Like, oh, that's just so beautiful. I can't even imagine the experience you just had. Like, it's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate that. Yeah, it's hard to put words to it, but usually the reaction that you're having is spot on, and as consistent as I feel with it too. It's there's something real about bringing, like, the act of bringing life into the world, but then also just seeing, I don't know, you guys know what love feels like, and I got to like see it from a very different but raw perspective, which was something really special. So Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, incredible. Hi, Aishwarya. Yay! We can hear you.
Yes.
Victory!
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that. I always have this problem with Zoom, apparently. I forgot. Okay, so location, New York. So the energy for this call is fine. I actually had all of my wisdom teeth taken out. So yeah, not as great as Jasmine's story, but So there's some swelling going on. I've been kind of stuck at home all week and I kind of just wanted to like see people and like, you know, have a conversation. So, I thought I'd log in, to the call, but also, I, you know, definitely do have problems with staying in the now. I think that's something that I've always had an issue with. So, yeah, I would, you know, I thought this call would resonate. And, yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Yay. So glad you're here. And how's the ice cream going?
So that was literally the only thing that I was looking forward to. I was waiting for like an entire week, all of last week, kind of being like, yes, I can have as much mac and cheese and ice cream as I want. And I'm chomping down on a mac and cheese as we speak. So it's all good. I got it under control.
Nicely done. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for being with us. I'm glad that, you know, you as well know that you can be in recovery or just like kind of in a chill mode, and we're here for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you for the intros, ladies. I'm loving the cozy vibes right now. I forget about, I don't know, not that I forget, I grew up in the mountains and like sub-zero temperatures in the winter for the first 18 years of my life, but like being here where the climate is like warm and perfect to like hot and perfect and like a little humid or more humid, I forget about the kind of this like feeling of the seasons as they change and like getting bundled up, and I'm just feeling really nostalgic right now and cuddly with all of you, so thank you for bringing that back to the group. Okay, so let's talk about presence and vision. Last time we circled up, and also this call is totally, can be independent from the last call. If you weren't at the last one, don't worry about it. It was awesome. Listen to it, but don't worry about it. So on the last call, we did some really, I think, fun activities and exercises, based in neuroscience, where I had some of you like pair off into breakout rooms and do these activities that were to give you an experiential feeling of what it's like to be not fully present, basically. So trying to hold multiple things in your head at the same time, listen while counting, trying to focus on your breath while counting, like all these things that I've kind of gathered throughout the years of studying human perception and awareness and attention. And so we tried a lot of those on, and it was really amazing, like pretty impactful, the takeaways and the insights that came from realizing, for some of you, or for some who were there, it was this realization of like how pervasive that is kind of in normal life, like how I, you know, not realizing that that's kind of the state that my mind tends to be in more often than I realized, or just the quality of the, how that impacts the quality of experience. And so there was some really great stuff that came out of last time. And then we talked about this acronym, PACE, which I kind of dropped in at the very end there and gave as homework for the interim between then and tonight, which is part two. And the acronym is Patience, Awareness, Curiosity, and Expression. And I'll circle back around to that later on in tonight's call, but I wanted to reference it again, Patience, Awareness, Curiosity, and Expression. And I'll kind of like highlight that as we move through tonight's activities. And the idea here is to notice, so now that we know what goes on in our beehive mind most of the time when we're not, you know, present, how do we then find more of a grounding and a centeredness in the now, and a contentment and a fulfillment in the now, while also being up to stuff in life, being creative, generative beings, being, you know, up to our thrive mode and adventures and creations that we're working on, and so on and so forth. So how to be in both realms without one compromising the other. So we're going to use PACE to play with that a bit this evening and see where we go. So for anyone who was on last call, I would love to hear, just anything that came up for you in the time between, now that I've kind of jogged your memory on what we did, any noticings from that call, or any noticings between that call and tonight that you maybe weren't aware of before, or realizations, insights, questions from last time. Who was here last time? Mia, Layla, Ren, right, okay. So any thoughts about last time? Okay. Who felt any greater awareness around their mental activity since our last call? Any like increase of awareness there? Okay. Layla?
I was going to ask, by mental activity, do you mean like just your mental state?
Yeah, just awareness, yeah. Of like, this is what I'm thinking right now, or how I'm feeling.
I think for me, for sure, like I've been a little bit more, I think since the last call and the call before that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, significantly a little bit more since the last call, I've been trying to be more aware of, like, my mental state and my emotions. And there are a lot of times when I am thinking about something else while I'm doing a different task, similar to the game that we played where someone would tell a story and then you would write down your to-do list. And it was very stressful because you're trying to listen to someone and do something at the same time. So I think I've been making more of a conscious effort to just stop everything that I'm doing. If I'm doing one thing specific, I don't do anything else. I don't, with exceptions, I mean, I multitask in the kitchen and things like that. But I've been making more of an effort on that and, you know, just being present with my tasks, especially with work. Because if I'm working and I think about something else, I tend to, especially if it's a stressful thought, for some reason that comes up when I work. And I think the last call was made me really aware that sometimes when I work, I think about a stressful thought. And I don't know why I'm associating or putting the two together. So I make the effort not to do that more often. And being aware when I'm doing it and stopping it and reminding myself it's not healthy for me, you know. Yeah, so a lot of checking in, yeah, for sure. I would say that helped a lot since the last call.
Awesome. Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the noticing, just simply the noticing of that, like when I'm working, I have stressful thoughts. Like that kind of gives you your power back in a sense, right? You're not like feeling stressed out throughout the day, not really knowing why or even that you are, right? We're able to like, oh, here it is again. I'm going to shift.
Yeah.
And let that pass.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I like to say that because some of it's anxiety, and I like to say I make friends with my anxiety. I recognize when it's there, and I'm not feeling bad that it's there. I'm just like, oh, okay, this came up again. You know, this isn't good for you. Like, thank you, but go away. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Totally, like not judging it or being upset right. with ourselves or making it worse by like judging the thing, right? Just yeah. Oh, here it is again. Okay.
Yeah, and definitely noticing it when it happens, like you were saying, just acknowledging it makes a big difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's so great. Anxiety specifically, something for some reason. A helpful aspect for me when I find myself feeling anxious and I notice it is, yeah. Oh, I'm having anxious thinking. Like, I know that it's simply that's what's going on as like, you know, like, oh, I'm having anxious thinking right now. What am I thinking about? And that helps me to like kind of intercept the right. felt experience of it and like process through like, you know, is this serving me? What's going on there? So yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for that example.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else? Takeaways from last call or things you put into implementation? What about patience? We talked about patience a little bit at the end last time. Is anybody near and Layla? Anybody?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, having a dog, I really realized, I mean, I just observed him and he's like, he is so present, you know, like I noticed that the other day, I'm like, I mean, he doesn't carry his emotions from the past. Like in one moment, he'll be really just insane and seems like vicious almost. But then the next moment, he'll be the sweetest thing. I'm like, don't you just remember like a second ago, you were so mean to me, but now you're so cute. Like it just, and you know, because he's so cute, it's impossible to be mad at him. But I'm like, wow, I want to be like that. Wow. You just switch from one second to the other, you know? And I was like, wow, that is some, like, Zen master shit. So patience, it's definitely teaching me about patience, you know, to try to, to also, like, because I'm not going to lie, like, there are moments where I get really angry because, like, when he is biting me, like I just, you know, it's like I guess it's an instinct to be angry, but then I catch myself like, why am I being angry at this animal? He's so cute, he doesn't even know what he's doing. But you know, like when he's inflicting physical pain, like that first reaction is like, oh my God. So it just, yeah, it's teaching me a lot about patience and just, yeah, just being more aware. Then like, and also because I feel a lot of this guilt, right? Like, you know, there are hours of the day where I can't entertain him and he's just like kind of sitting there. And so I feel like, oh my gosh, he must be so bored. He must hate his life. You know, I feel really a lot of mom guilt. But then like, as soon as we, you know, like interact, he seems so happy. So I'm like, maybe he doesn't carry that. You know, maybe he's not like, oh, I've been sitting here all day. I'm so pissed or I'm so bored. Like, it just feels like the moment you interact with him, he's so happy. So I wonder, like, if he, yeah, like, it's probably I'm projecting my human emotions onto him, you know?
Yeah. Ah, amazing. Go ahead, sorry.
That's it.
This is, yes, thank you so much for bringing this up. Who, yeah, like, I relate, yeah, who else can relate to this? Like, a child or an animal that helps, this is this realization of their innocence. They're just like, they're here, they're doing their thing, whatever that thing is right now and right now. Yeah, that's awesome. We as humans are, because of our prefrontal cortex and our neocortex and these aspects of our brains that allow for us to, our imagination, right? Our imagination is capable of simulating and also capable of meaning making and memory making, meaning making about our memory making. And so we totally generate embellishments on objective reality. We totally like carry residuals from what just happened or what happened 2 hours ago or what happened yesterday. Like we remember and we make meaning, and then that meaning starts to become, you know, significant to us in ways. And most animals don't have that. They have like reactive kind of survival. So like if there's a danger stimulus, right, they shy away from it or vice versa. But for all intents and purposes, there's not this like gigantic reservoir of, well, you didn't play with me today, so I'm not going to, you know, like feeling all having an attitude about it or having resentment or retribution or exactly the things that humans egoically project into the storytelling and into the scenarios that are inherently neutral. So that's super kind of nerdy deep stuff there, but it's a really good example, Mia, actually, of what we're talking about here with being able to be present and be in the moment, whatever that experience is, without any of that other stuff coloring why we're showing up or how we're showing up, right? There's like this kind of purity to presence in a sense where we're not, you know, thinking about what happened or what's going to happen. We're here in the moment, but because we're human and because we got this awesome brain of ours, it makes it pretty tricky, but that's a great example for sure. Cool. And the patience piece as well. Like thank you for highlighting that too, Mia. We are so, because of all of that and other stuff, like we're pretty quick to judge, right? We're like, you know, we get impatient, which is some kind of a narrative that things should be happening faster or differently, or shouldn't be happening or should be happening, but things should be different. So impatience is a way, like something that takes us out of presence. So having patience, which is part of pace, obviously, having patience and like dropping into that patience piece allows for us to have compassion for ourselves, compassion for what's happening, and be, you know, more aligned with the flow that is occurring versus thinking it should be different. It's a great, I know we've done this on previous calls, but like for those of us who are hard on ourselves and self-critical or carry shame or carry guilt or think we're not doing it fast enough, good enough, all that stuff. It's so helpful to think of or be with something we love, like an animal or a child, and then realize that, like, we get to mirror that. We get to have that relationship with ourselves. Like, there's no reason that we need to carry all of this. We wouldn't do it to something we love, so we don't need to do it to ourselves. So it's a nice kind of reference point there, too. Okay, any other highlights, questions from last time or from the interim before we move forward? Okay, cool. All right, so really great synchronicities have been happening all over the place in my life lately, and one happened that is directly related to this call. So two of my favorite thought leaders or thinkers, researchers in the past couple of years, Dan Sullivan and, Dan and his name is skipping my mind right now. Anyway, they've published two really amazing books in the past 20 months, and they just released their new book last week. It's called The Gap in the Game, and it's literally exactly about what we were talking about last time and tonight. It's, like, so spot on. I'm like, yes, like, this is just so great. So I'm going to gift you all the Kindle version of The Gap and the Gain because it's so good. Like, I read the whole thing over the weekend last week, or listened to it and read it last weekend. And it's like, it's practical, it's actionable, it's based in neuroscience, and it's like not super complex. So I'm going to send that all to you ladies, and it'll give you a lot more to like learn about this stuff and explore with it. Really cool. Cool coincidence. So some of the stuff I talk about tonight that I had planned on talking about, when you read the book, you're going to notice some parallels or perhaps even some like overlap there, which is great. Okay, so let's do a group activity, and we'll do a group share, and then in a little bit we'll do a couple breakout room shares. So let's start with, take a moment to think about, call to mind, something that you're working toward in the future, or something in the future that you tend to think about, desire, you find occupies your attention, could be something you're working on, something that you dream about, something that is going to be happening that you have planned. So anything that's like important, you know, something that you're like, you do find yourself thinking about. Bring that to mind, then we'll just do a quick share so we all know what that reference point is, what that thing is. I'll give you 30 seconds to conjure that up. And it can be, I was going to say near future or far future. Let's do like, it's 3 months out or more, at least. Ooh, everybody got one? Example? Oh, Ren? Okay. I don't know if that was I'm writing right now, or if that was I have two examples. Or a peace sign. Either way, take your time. All right, we'll give it 10 more seconds and then we'll get started. Okay, and I'm just gonna go round robin here. Aishwarya, would you be willing to share with us? Thank you.
Sure. So something that I've been working towards, this is kind of, well, I'm hoping it can be done sooner than 3 months, but it's sort of putting out my own course on Udemy, which is If for those who are not aware, it's sort of a platform to teach stuff that you may have like an expertise in, or, you know, anything that you want to share, like you're basically putting a course together. And so that's something I'm like exploring. I'm interested in like seeing what I can do there. And I've come up with some course materials and I'm kind of working towards it. So, yeah, I'm hoping it won't take 3 months. It may, I don't know, but, you know, I'm hoping to kind of do that by the end of this year, at the latest. So we'll see how it goes, but yeah, fingers crossed.
Awesome. Would you be willing to share what the topic is or the subject?
Yeah, sure. It's on interest rate derivatives, which is what I do for a living. So it's financial derivatives. So awesome. It's an introduction to that topic.
Sounds really useful. Yeah,
thank you. I hope.
Yeah,
I would love to watch your course.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much. That is so encouraging. Oh wow! Thank you. I really appreciate it. I will let Fawn know when it's up, and
sure,
if she's willing, you know. Yeah,
it's
keep you.
It's an incredibly complex topic, and yeah, an intro course would be helpful for anyone that's like on the brink of exploring any area around that.
Thank you. That's so helpful and reassuring to know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. Wow, I had no idea. That's great. Yay. Cool. How about you, Mia?
Oh, I was like, oh no, it's one of those like, you know, did I raise my hand by accident? Like in class, you know, I was like, damn it. Well, this is something that I will be, participating in. It just, you know, you were talking about synchronicities, like, happening. I mean, it's just crazy how, like, last week, you know, it was, right? I know I'm always talking about the moon cycle, but this really happened, so I have to talk about it again. Like last week was the full moon, right? And literally on the morning of the full moon, I get a text from a friend in Germany, and she was asking me about this flower course that we've both been wanting to take for like over a year now. It's like a flower farming course offered by this amazing woman out in Washington State. She has the most beautiful flower farm and career, and just like her business is incredible. So we've been wanting to take it, but I had already made up my mind this year. I'm like, oh, it's, you know, like kind of expensive, and it's, I don't even have the time really like to take the course. It's a 6-week online course starting in January. I'm like, with all the other stuff I'm juggling, it really doesn't make sense to spend that kind of money if I can't put all my time into it. So when she was asking me about the course, I was like, oh yeah, I'm not going to take it, but these are all the reasons why you should. So I typed all the reasons why she should. And then after I sent the message, I stepped outside into the garden, and it was like, boom, just a knowing, just like, it was like, no, you should take the course. All the reasons you just told your friend, like, they're the same reasons for you. Like, and then from that moment on, there was no doubt. Like, the money didn't even seem like an issue. It was just like so obvious that, like what I, you know, like what I need is that knowledge. It doesn't matter if I can apply it next year, you know, like who knows what's going to happen next year, but just to have that. And when it's time to use it, hopefully it'll be next year, but if it needs to wait. So now I'm really, I mean, I've just been, so that whole day I was buzzing, and we were both taking it actually. She's taking it too. Aww. And so we'll be on this journey together, and yeah, it's towards our flower dream, you know, because that is my dream, to live on a flower farm one day. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You and your full moon manifestations, like, holy moly.
I know, it's kind of crazy. I'm like, I was like, there's no way. Like, she texted me kind of out of the blue, too. And then we looked at the date. It was like 2 days left before the course enrollment ended. So it was just perfect timing, because she only offers this once a year.
Wow.
So that window, you have to wait until 2020.
Wow. Yeah.
So it was, I felt like divine timing and guidance.
Wow. That's so awesome. Yay. Nice example. Thank you. And congrats. That's great. That's so exciting. Let's see. How about you, Layla?
Okay, that was that's a tough one to follow. I don't know. I mean, I had a hard time thinking about it because I'm like, okay, should I think about starting a new business or expanding the one that we're doing? And like, I was thinking about my work goals and, you know, to be honest, like I'm okay with not knowing what that is right now, you know, like I have this pressure to just internal pressure to like, no, you got to decide and make a to-do list and da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I've been working on, just enjoying the present more and not putting that pressure on myself to make that choice. So I think like if I were to think about what I want to be doing in 3 months is like it would be nice to know, but if I don't know, whether I know or not, one thing I do know for sure is in 3 months after the holidays is, you know, I'm ready to be in the jungle again. Yeah, I'm ready to be in the jungle. I mean, I miss it so much, just being around the trees all the time and like breathing in the air, especially after it rains or during the rain, and you know, going swimming in the mornings and just taking our laptops, our work, and like there's constant inspiration for our work while we're out there. I mean, inspiration should come from within. I believe that. But when you're in an environment that feels so supportive of like, supportive of you and your values and your partner's values too, because I go with my husband. It's just, I feel like it's the best. I can't describe it. So I miss it. You know, I'm just ready to be out there and doing our thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But trying to remember to do my thing here too, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Totally. Good for you. Yeah. I so appreciate the, like, your ability to come back to the present and like let go of the shoulds and the to-dos and like, yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially like knowing, like, well, we'll get to this later. Sorry. Maika, how about you?
Well, at first, until you said 3 months, I could only think of like patience to not decorate for Christmas now. Like, that's like all I've been thinking about at the moment. So I had to think about something else really quick that I wrote down. But for me, it's, you know, kind of what our like coaching, mentoring journey now is to just feel, I was about to say to like have clients or to be making money. I would like to make money with this, with coaching or side projects or something for sure. But also, I think that's a goal, but then also kind of a more abstract goal is being more present, because I think I really related to what you said, Layla, because I love the like to-dos and stuff like that can kind of get me out of, like, I sometimes use those to not be present and not feel what I'm feeling. I'm like, let me just like fit into this box instead, because that feels better and I can check things off. And so my goal is obviously to like make money and like start off a new career, but also just to be more present. So I don't know, that's more abstract, but those are my two big ones. To be more present with wherever I am, like to have like a loose goal and just kind of follow where that leads a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, beautifully said. Yeah, absolutely, that's right on topic. Yeah, having the like the desire and the excitement around making some, you know, doing what you love and making great money from that, while also like not being there yet and being present here. I also like the Christmas decorating example. That's a really good one too. Yeah. Definitely. I was actually, before the call tonight, I was thinking just about this, the feeling, well, we'll get to this in a second, but like the feeling of not being there yet. Like, are we there yet? You know, we're kids and we're like, Mom, are we there yet? It's like Christmas morning syndrome. Like nothing exists for 2 months leading up to Christmas. Like, yeah, so I appreciate that we're actually kind of in that season right now. Cool. Let's see here. Jazz, how about you?
I am feeling very open and like vulnerable right now. And just like as like raw, I think, as I have probably ever been. So I feel like I'm resonating with everyone on everything, tonight. And, I'm probably going to cry. And I don't know why, because everything that you said is all really beautiful. And I feel all the feels around all your journeys right now. I'm really connecting with, Layla, what you said about like that internal pressure to decide. I struggle with that as well at times. Mm-hmm. And I vacillate a lot between like the knowing that it's okay not to know, and also the challenge of my own internal conflict of am I allowing myself to be limited or hide from fear or like disempowering thoughts that are turning me away from that like true desire, or is it just that you know when you know, and if you don't, it's okay until you do. The only thing that I could come up with in my mind was around coaching, and the seed that was planted, what feels like so long ago, to pursue that path and serve people in that way. But just like right at the end when you were just talking, Micah, I just wrote down in big letters like help. And I don't know that it matters what I do, because I don't know what you said, but it all like came flooding through, is that I just like truly desire to connect with people. And it doesn't actually matter what I'm doing or where I am, or who it is. Mm-hmm. So the two examples that came to mind, my cousin, I just got to talking to her on the phone yesterday, and she's building a shed because she is one of those people that goes to those liquidation sites and like buys like a ton of stuff and then like resells it. But she's like a total hoarder, and her husband is like, this has got to get out of my house. So then she's building a shed to get the stuff out of her house. And I was like, I'll fly down next week and I'll organize for you, because I love doing that. So I like booked a ticket, and like, I'm super excited about that. And that's not coaching. But that like really speaks to my like heart space, you know. I'm gonna be like a pig in shit, right? Like, I'm gonna get school, and I'm gonna be like organized by category with my friggin' label maker with different color coded labels, and like, I mean, just loving every minute of it. And then, you know, like, I have like a conversation with a best friend who's struggling, and like, I could do that all day long and twice on Sunday. And then flashback to a conversation with my husband about, he's got these like travel dreams of, it's all based around hunting. He's a really big outdoorsman. And he always comes back around to me like, well, where's your next place, or what's your next dream, or where do you want to go? And I always come back to like, I don't care as long as I'm with people. Like, I will go anywhere and do anything. It could be 10 minutes down the road. It could be South Africa. There's no like dream destination. It's really about the connection for me. So I have a pin in coaching because that's where I felt the most of it since working with Fawn. And that's definitely takes up a lot of my mental capacity with the struggle of the how and the when and the why and the pressure and the, you know, yeah, I don't know the path, but, it feels so tangible, but intangible at the same time. So I don't know, like that desire feels both of those things simultaneously, and the yin and yang of that can be unsettling, but also, I guess, beautiful. I feel like that was a little bit of a tangent, but that's where I'm at.
That was awesome. Thanks, Jazz. Yeah, like, thank you for walking us through your inner world, like your inner experience right now of where you're at with all of this. It's, yeah, it's really, like, really relatable, all of it, for me, at least. Yeah, thank you. And hell yeah, to keep flying down to help your cousin organize. That is, that's amazing.
Like a random, like, vacuum robot is what she has the most of right now. But she got it for $8. Like $8 bins. She goes in. $8 bins. Everything's $8 because I guess they probably figure out some calculation. And, like, you get a full queen mattress, $8. You get, like, a spatula, $8. You know, you just pick out of these bins.
Amazing. Like,
palettes.
This is something, like, out of a movie. Like, out of a, yeah.
She's like a true entrepreneurial problem solver, because what the reason she does it is because she's in real estate. So she started by houses, and they're expensive to furnish. So she said, how do I solve that solution?
That makes sense.
And she found the cheapest way to get brand new items, while also like harnessing her athletic competitive nature, because she like camps out at these places before they open. And she just, she loves it, kills it. But, and then she's, you know, I furnished a 20 person Myrtle Beach house for less than half the cost, you know? So.
Wow.
But people, it's problem solving, right? It's just in her, yeah, her domain. It's just cool.
That's super innovative. Like, I'm very, yeah. The connection piece is helpful. Like, that she,
yeah. Yeah, like, why is she doing this? Yeah. And you know what? You know what's funny? I had to say this. She goes, she's got three kids, but Skylar's 8 now. She's trying to teach her and show her. And she said, I was like, how are you guys doing? She's like, well, the other day we like had a yard sale. We worked for 2 hours. We made $400 and I let Skylar keep half. And she's like, you know, we could have done better. I go, ow, an 8-year-old just made $200 an hour. An 8-year-old just made $200 an hour. Like, that's where you need to be present. That's where you need to like stop for a second. And I go, I said to her, I'm going to put a pin in that one and we'll have a session when I'm down there.
There you go.
There you go. I said to her, after the, your 8-year-old just made $200 an hour, but
yeah, really like highlighting the context, like the reality of the situation, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Jazz. Okay. Let's see. Ren. What's something in your future?
Okay, this was really hard to narrow down. Things. But I'm glad that you defined the 3 months, because that did help narrow it down quite a bit. Two things that I've got that I am planning for pretty much for next year, early next year. In-person classes, like paint and sips. I'm going to be starting those up again. I've been talking with my friend who owns an art gallery in Rockton, which is about a half hour from me. So she gave me all the details on how she does it and everything. So I'm really looking forward to doing that in her space. I just got to figure out what exactly I'm doing, how I'm going to do it, how much to charge, basically all the details. I just got to figure that out. I'm halfway there.
Good for you.
Yeah, that wasn't bad for an afternoon.
That's awesome.
For the first one anyway. And I've already figured out the schedule that I want for the entirety of next year. I just don't know what it's going to be yet. And the other thing that I'm planning and that I've started on, baby shower stationery. Like cards, wrapping paper, things like that.
Nice.
That came up partly because I was working on the holiday wrapping paper because I'm insane and I'll have to do things last minute, even though I don't want to do things last minute anymore. And I'm trying to stop that. And also because I really wish I had already designed some baby shower cards, because one of my best friends, her daughter, her oldest daughter, who's like in her 20s now, is getting ready to have her first baby next month. And they just had the baby shower this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give her one of my cards, which I have a couple that were kind of appropriate, but I'm like, I don't have any baby shower cards. How do I not have any actual baby shower cards? And the reason I even thought of that, thought of those two things connected in the first place, was because I was talking with my friend Jill at her gallery a couple of weeks prior, and we were talking about the cards that, like, the greeting cards that I've already brought in. And one of them is my marshmallow fox in a, like, a Christmas gift box. It's a red and green gift box in front of, like, it's green background, so it's basically Christmas tree kind of thing. And he's just, you know, popping up out of the box, and it's really cute. And we were talking about that, and she said something about some people buy that one for birthday cards.
Oh.
And I'm like, why did I never even consider that would be a birthday card? Because to me, it's a Christmas or a Yule card.
Right.
I didn't even consider, and I'm like, I don't have anything tailored to birthdays or baby showers or any kind of, like,
wow,
actual event other than, like, Halloween and Christmas.
So this just opened up a whole new market for, like, several markets for you.
It did, because, I mean, I have a few, like, everyday cards, but I don't have any occasion cards. And I'm like, wow, I'm really leaving a lot on the table by not actually doing that now instead of later. And I'd like to do that. I just haven't. Well, I don't know why I haven't. Shiny object syndrome, I guess.
Oh, that's such
a great...
Now
I have an actual plan for 2022, and I have a list of things that I want to work on, and the first one for within the next 3 months is baby shower.
Awesome.
And I'm kind of still working on exactly what, but for sure, greeting cards, wrapping paper, and gift tags.
Awesome.
That might be it. That might be it. That might be enough. I think that's probably enough.
That's a great realization. Like, an entrepreneur's dream is realizing that the assets you already have are like scalable to other markets.
Oh my God, yes. Because I'm always coming up with these crazy projects. Like, most of them I don't finish. Like, the one that frustrates me the most that I didn't finish yet, it's going to get finished this next year, but the back to school kit. I'm so mad I couldn't get that done in time. So, yeah, so I'm like, I'm always like bouncing off walls, trying all these different things, and so far the paint kits have stuck, and I've had a couple of different people say, I miss your classes, and I'm like, you know, aww, I miss them too. They're stressful, but I really enjoy them.
Yeah, human contact.
On my terms.
On your terms. Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing this, Ren. I'm really excited. Like, I'm excited about both for sure. And I'm really happy to hear that you've got, like, new markets to break into. That's awesome. And post it in the LFP group when they're ready. Let us know where to find your stuff. Cool. Okay. So everybody has shared their future thing. Okay. So, I will share one of my gajillion things that I'm working on or toward. I'll use the property as an example. Our property down the coast up in the mountains, it's so magical and gorgeous and beautiful. Like, I just want everybody to experience it. So I have, like, kind of the first stage that we're going to be building out there will be platforms that are, like, kind of over the it's so cool. That feels like you're kind of, like, over the jungle canopy, and we're going to have these canvas, like, bell tents. It'll be, like, glampy. We'll have a few, probably, like, four or five of those, and then we're going to build, like, a main build. So we started to like talk about the plans for how are we going to also like very sustainably, ecologically build this. So now that there's like visuals, there's like, you know, like what we're, the direction we're heading in, my mind is just like, cannot wait. I'm just like, oh my God. Okay, what can I do to start now? And Mental Health's like, no. Can't start now. So that's definitely something I'm super stoked about, is like iteration one and then like the iterations after that. But so we just checked in around these visions that we have, and I appreciate too that there's like, for some of you, these are really big, and for some of you, these are like symbolically really big, and for some of you, they're something important. And so there's a nice variety of like things that we're talking about here. So what I'm curious about, and I'm going to give you ladies 30 seconds. I would do longer, but I'm just trying to be mindful of time. Conjure, bring that thing, whatever it just was that you shared, bring that into your kind of the forefront of your mind. And then see if you can drop into what it feels like when you're in the state of not being there yet. So I'll give a really exaggerated example, and yours doesn't have to match this with this particular thing. But like the Christmas morning syndrome, and what I just shared with like the property, there's a feeling of like not there yet, like impatience and discomfort. And so I don't want to lead this too much, but that's kind of what I'm pointing to, inviting you to check in with. And it can be the thing you just mentioned, or it can actually be something else, if that feels more appropriate or alive. But see if you can like drop into, what is your experience like when you're focusing on the fact that you're like not there yet. So we'll do 30 seconds. We'll just kind of sit in silence, breathe into that. See how much you can like really try it on and drop into it. Okay. So that was a little snapshot, but hopefully, who was anyone not able to really kind of put themselves in that mode? Okay, cool. All right, so we'll just kind of like popcorn. What did that feel like? What was that like being in that space? You just raise your hand and I'll. Ren, awesome.
It feels like my puppy when she's waiting for her breakfast in the morning, or my sandwich this afternoon. Frustrated and restless. The only difference is she actually starts barking at me, and then I give her the look.
Frustrated and restless. Great languaging there. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Who else? Micah, go for it.
Okay, sorry. My Zoom doesn't like to unmute. For me, I couldn't really think of words, although frustrated and restless work, but I thought of like feelings in my body, like tight chest, like the feeling when you've been wearing leggings all day and you don't want anything touching your skin. Like, and those were kind of the feelings I was thinking of tight, but mainly when I like dropped into that, I could, before my mind, it was like a more of a physiological feeling than a mind thing. Like I just, my body instantly felt that kind of slight panic agitation feeling. So
Yeah, panic, agitation, tightness in your chest, anything like heart rate wise or like.
Yeah, I think my heart did rate. Like it felt like I just almost got like hotter. Like I think my blood pressure raised. Like I just felt heat.
Awesome. Thank you. I mean, not awesome, but awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
Awesome that your blood pressure just went up. Who else just sat there? Was that you, Jazz? I'm sorry, my scores moved.
Yeah, I second what they said. I go very quickly from the frustrated impatient to fear and doubt. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I hit the wall of fear and doubt, I go straight to avoidance.
Thank you for sharing that. Any physiological noticings?
Yeah, it's very mental. The avoidance mm-hmm. goes like pretty quiet. And then uh-huh. I just.
Okay, thank you. Aishwarya, I think I saw you. Yeah, awesome.
So I think with me, it's probably more, I think everything that has just been said, but I think what I do, which I just found out that I think is a little interesting is, you know, Jazz mentioned avoidance. And I think the way I address avoidance is by thinking about how awesome it would be if it was already here. And then I start thinking, oh, but, you know, I don't want to build it up too much because then I'm racing ahead of my expectations. And then so I come back down. And then when I come back down, I'm like, wait, but it's not here yet. And I'm a little irritated. And so it's kind of like I can't settle on one single thing. And I'm always trying to like chase and run. And yeah, so I would say that's probably what that looked like for me.
Really well described, kind of like a cat and mouse with the content, discontent, but then like trying to almost reason your way into contentment, but it just keeps getting like farther away.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I would say the, you know, making sure that I don't get ahead of my expectations is like a big one. Because, you know, I try to avoid feeling irritation and then I get genuinely excited when I actually imagine that it's going to be here. And then I'm like, wait, don't get too excited because what if it sucks? And of course, you know, I do a pretty good job of chasing that thought around. It's like a ball of string. So, yeah.
Mm, yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Really, really well described. Yeah. Expectations. Woo! I thought I should do a call on expectations. Thank you, Aish. Intuition is going to be the next call, and then expectations. Well, then we'll do a comfort call in bed, and then we'll do expectations. Because that's a really a good topic. Thank you. Who else? Who else? What came up for you? Mia, yeah.
I have a sense of being overwhelmed. Like the physiological sensation of I can't draw a full breath. It just stops halfway. It's like, just thinking about how it seems impossible. Like, how would I even, you know, get there? There's no land, you know, like that. And that's a fact. So it doesn't, the path is very unclear and foggy. Yeah. And just so logically, it doesn't make sense. Like, how could I realize it, that dream when it's, yeah, when I don't have the funds to get a piece of land that I'm envisioning, you know? That's the mind speaking. But then in my heart, I'm like, it doesn't, miracles will happen. Just trust. So I don't know.
Beautiful. Yeah, the mind, right? The rational, the rationizer comes in and it's like, I don't know how you're ever going to get there. That sounds pretty impossible, pretty crazy. Yeah, thank you. Overwhelmed, can't draw a full breath. Yeah, kind of maybe similar to what's described before, this like panic-ish. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's see, Layla, anything come up for you?
Yeah, I'm moving around a lot because I'm feeling everyone's energy.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like my adrenaline's up a little bit. Hold on.
Oh, you're muted.
Oh, sorry. Can you? Well, hold on one second. Sorry about that.
Sure.
Yeah, no worries. You guys can go on just a second. Sorry.
Okay. Yep. No worries. Yeah. That. And how amazing is that, right? Like, as we all are describing this, like, raise your hand if you're kind of feeling what everyone else is saying too, like the empathy aspect of it, right? Yeah. We have these awesome things in our brains, mirror neurons that are kind of the built-in empathy system. And so when we see somebody going through something, or when we hear about it and we imagine it in our minds, and we like physiologically have a reaction to that, which is what makes really great movies, right? Or shows, because we're like on the edge of our seats. But yeah, and that's kind of on the other end of that spectrum. That's why I love at the beginning of these calls, like checking in with how's everybody feeling, so we can all kind of like tune into each other as though we're all, you know, instruments in the same room. But yeah, the like agitation, the feeling of unsettledness, adrenaline. Yeah, awesome. Okay. So I want to point out something very, 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 very important here. This might be the most important thing in the whole universe. All of that was just created by this. Not only the thoughts that were happening, I coerced you all into conjuring this setting, this scene, and kind of pointed at what I was, you know, wanting you to drop into and explore, and then you did. And it started to feel like real. You started to kind of feel what that feels like when it's up here, right? Amazing, right? And I know we talk about this a lot from various perspectives and in different ways, but just wanting to highlight that simply by, sometimes it's called priming, suggestion, this is another reason why like affirmations and morning practice is so important, because it's like we can point our attention intentionally, purposefully. And so there's that aspect. And then also, so all of that just occurred from your thoughts about the thing. And even more importantly, the story that you're not there yet. I'm not there yet. And like in that way of like, that's not desirable. Like I want to be there. Right. So isn't that like, that's freaking, it's so amazing. Our brains are so incredible. It's so amazing. So that's, I mean, we're essentially we're off the hook in knowing this, because when we find ourselves in a state of that, right, when we feel, and we talked about this on last call too, like feeling our bodies get worked up, tense, our heart rate, our overwhelm, like all of these physiological sensations, when that's happening, boom, check in with what am I thinking right now? Like, what am I thinking about? How am I thinking about the thing? Am I thinking about the thing with a story around it, especially a story that has to do with like egoic self-worth and stuff? That's when it starts to become a real thing. I mean, not a real thing, but like a real stress fest. So there's an example of what we do to ourselves when we get into that state of mind. And we do it without realizing it, as with most things, right? We just kind of fall into the like, oh God, this is taking forever. I'm never going to get there. How am I ever going to come up with the money? Like, it's never going to happen. I may as well just stop. And just like, just like start imploding and melting on ourselves. And it's not a good time. And it's certainly not constructive. And it doesn't feel good, right? So simply noticing that and simply knowing that, oh, I'm just like being a really convincing storyteller right now, and I don't have to believe my own story. And let's come back to the present moment. Let's see what's happening right now. So the present moment is always our access point to finding, it's like an island in the, I don't know, like an island in the ocean. We've been swimming around all day, or like in the desert, it's the oasis. Present moment will give us at least a moment of relief. We kind of snap out of it like we do when we're having a bad dream and we wake up and we're like, oh God, that felt real. So we don't have to believe everything we think. We don't have to dwell on this like negative narrative, as Deborah calls it so aptly, about the, oh, like, I'm not there yet, and so let's flip that a bit here and play with it in a different way. So let's come back to center. Let's come back up to neutral for a moment here. So if you need to like shake it off, take a couple deep breaths. Here we are. We're in the present moment. Take maybe notice of what's around you. Anything that can bring you back to the right now. Breath is always a really, really great coming back, you know, coming back to present moment, following the breath. Sometimes it can be stressful because you start thinking about your breath and that starts, but for the most part, if we can just kind of relax, like, oh yeah, I'm right here right now, coming back. So something else that is a huge game changer in this is, so if we are under the impression that we're not okay, or we're not whole, or we're not good enough yet, because we don't have the thing, or we haven't done the thing or achieved the thing or blah, blah, blah. So if there's a part of that story that we internalize on ourselves, which society's totally programmed us to do, by the way, it's like, do all the things on this huge, giant social checklist in order to, like, be deserving and, you know, be worthy, which is all a bunch of bologna sandwiches, then we tend to be, like, it will stress us out tenfold when we think about, I'm not there yet, and that means I'm not okay yet. Something's wrong with me. I'm faulty. I'm not worthy. Then it's like, oh, bring up, like, the shame spirals start to just, like, and just, like, the guilt and then the tapping out, just sitting on the couch watching Netflix, like, all that stuff, right? When we turn the story that we just made upon ourselves and make it mean something about ourselves, that is where we get into double, triple, quadruple trouble. So we don't need to do that because it's all made up in the first place. All made up in the first place. So as we talk about so often, and this is a really important application of this, is wholeness. So when we know that which this is the truth, we are whole, we are innately worthy because we are, there's nothing that can change our value or our worth or our wholeness. Nothing in the entire universe, because it's not something that can be taken away or impartial or fractured, period, ever, right? Our society is programmed to us to believe that that's the case. We've been conditioned to judge ourselves and each other in every single way and nitpick every single thing. But it's all bullshit. It's all to keep us pinned against ourselves and each other. So when we can come back to the truth, just like with the puppy earlier, as Mia was talking about her puppy, and like the puppy's innocent, right? It's doing its best. It doesn't know really what it's doing. Like it certainly doesn't consciously know. We like think about like, I'm going to bite her now and then I'm going to be totally fine in 2 seconds. So you guys, we're really not that different. Like we are and we're not. And we're all doing our best with like what occurs to us in the moment. And we're doing our best with all the history that we've gone through and experiences that we've gone through. We're doing our best in the moment with based on what we've learned from our lives. So it's like we can just let go of the judgment of like something's wrong with me or I'm not good enough yet, or I'm not worthy. It's all made up. It's literally as made up if like I had a belief that I was a tuna fish or something. Like that makes, you know, it's like absolutely absurd. Makes no sense. So if I'm like trying my whole life not to be a tuna fish when I'm not a tuna fish in the first place, that's how fucking silly beliefs are and conditioning is, truly. So when we're in a place of wholeness, right, worthiness, and presence, right, we're able to like kind of come back to this, like, I'm fine. It'll be great when I get there, but I'm not going to be any better of a person when I do this. I might be more skilled at a thing, or I might be, you know, more Christmas decorations around my house, but it's not gonna, doesn't mean I'm a better person or like, you know, a worse person either way. So that's super important, because that self-narrative, it takes us out of the, even more so out of the present moment, like so quickly. So that said, I'm gonna have you all now. We're going to do a similar exercise, visualization, and I'll have you conjure, think about a time, if ever, if not, that's totally okay too, where you actually felt like you've arrived. Like, I've arrived. If it's ever happened. Maybe after like completing a thing or checking a thing off a list or, you know, anything, any journey. If you can kind of try to conjure like actually a memory of you being like, and I made it. I'll give you 30 seconds. We'll check in. Okay. Come back to the present moment with that in mind, if you were able to identify a moment in time. Who is able to conjure a memory or a time when you felt like you arrived? Present. Awesome. Okay. All right. Who was not able to quite pinpoint having that experience? Okay. Jazz. Okay. Cool. All good. So what did you notice? And again, we'll just do popcorn, kind of quick round of this. What you can share what the thing was. You don't have to, but I'm curious about what was your, like, mental, physical experience like in that moment. Volunteers. Friend, awesome.
Okay, so when I think about it, there's actually like a couple of different ones, but they pretty much bring up the same feelings and stuff. It's kind of like one of those, like, you stand a little taller, even, and you realize that you slouch more than you thought you did. And your heart just, you know, well, I don't know about you guys, but my heart just kind of, like, swells with pride, and it feels so happy and almost light. And I'm, like, on the verge of tears, happy tears, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I put in all that work, and I did it. It's like this thing, and it's as awesome as I hoped it would be, or more awesome. So,
yeah,
every time.
Wow. Beautifully said. It resonates with what Ren shared, like similar aspects of that experience. I sure do. Thanks, Ren. Who else? What does it feel like, or what did it feel like when you felt like you arrived? Mia, thank you.
I think it's a state of being where the last few years when I finally realized that I could call myself an artist. And, you know, for years, like, that kind of title only belongs to the selective few, you know, like the people with all these talents and da-da-da, and if they can make a living from their art, like, just all the, I guess, judgment from others. But now I just feel like I've been able to, really the last few years, know that I am one, and I don't need that kind of approval from anyone else. That I am living, I am an artist, and I'm living my life. My life is a piece of art, and
yes.
So is everyone. Like, everyone is an artist. You know, that's what I realized. So when I arrived there to be able to say that, then yeah, it's been just my whole life changed. You know, I feel like I just live in beauty now.
Wow. Wow, that's so amazing. Wow, and what was it that shifted that, if you, in a soundbite, if you can share?
That's the thing, it wasn't like a switch, it's just, I guess, like, since I started my journey of that, you know, quitting my corporate job and went on this, what I thought was just like a temporary journey, but it just became my life, traveling, and, you know, like, then the art just happened kind of on its own, almost. I didn't even realize it was in me. So yeah, like, it wasn't like it was just being in that flow of the last few years and go with no plans and just letting things happen, which has been the most beautiful experience. I could never have designed it myself. You know, that's the thing, that free flow. So that's why I'm continuing with it, even though, of course, the mind comes back and is like, oh, but you don't know, you know, where you're going to go. But I'm trusting because, hey, it's carried me for 6 years now. I don't even know how how I've lived the last 6 years the way I've been. But yeah, it's just so magical. Yeah, so the idea of, like, an artist. And that's, I say it, like, not just for myself, but just for everyone. You know, I just realized for me, or for everyone, that, you know, our life is a piece of art. How we live it is the art. You know, so, like, at the end of our life, when we look at the masterpiece, whatever you painted during your decades on Earth, I mean, that's, like, that's, so we're all artists. It's not just for the selective few, you know, that society puts on a pedestal and, like, oh, you're an artist because you're making millions of dollars.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, this is so inspiring. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Like, not to oversimplify this at all, but, like, there is a distinction. Like, the story fell away that only certain people could be artists because you started experiencing life living through you as art. And then in that realization, and it sounds like, you know, in that's almost like paradigm shift and surrender, it changed everything. Like, so much shifted in how you related with art. Or being an artist.
Exactly, because in your mind before, it's like, oh, if you are a good painter or an incredible musician or blah, blah, blah. But the funny thing is, like, when I let go of all those expectations and judgment, like, actually, I started being able to really paint, like, freely, you know, and I've discovered my style from that, even though, yeah, it's just crazy how things, like, loop and intersect.
Absolutely. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, thanks, Mia. Yeah, letting go of the judgment, letting go of the story, like, the story, the belief that, like, only certain people can be, like, oh, that's so, so, so amazing and so inspiring. Oh, my goodness. On every level, like, trusting that, like, because an artist, like, we are all artists for sure. But as a musician, like, I don't know until I know what's coming, the music that's coming through me. I have no idea. But when it does, it's, you know, it's like, oh, this is okay. Here we go. it's not something that, you know, we can like prefabricate. It doesn't work like that. So yeah, thank you for speaking to this. Yeah. So that feeling of like arrival, it's with what you're sharing, it's this like constant feeling, or at least like a relationship with life as art, as a feeling of arrival versus it's out there somewhere or something I need to aspire to.
Yeah.
Kind of always. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so cool. Okay. So for the sake of time, anybody else have a share around what came up for you when you kind of dropped into the feeling of arrival? Micah, awesome. Thank you.
Well, mine is really boring, but I also wanted to say something based on what you just said, Mia. Like, I was like, apparently I'm really in tune with my body right now because I was feeling, I would say, like, tingles almost based on what you just said, like, how moving that was. And I had this picture in my head of, and I think I've heard this analogy before in a different way, but, like, when you were talking about life being art, the presence thing just clicked in my head. I was thinking of, like, a tapestry or, like, a cross stitch or something where the front is so beautiful, but the back is, like, you kind of see all, like, the strings hanging off. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, when I am impatient and just thinking about the other thing, it's like I have a tapestry turned around, you know, and there's this big, wow, like, art, and I'm just looking at all of these, like, hanging strings. And so thank you for saying that, because now, like, in my head, I'm like, flip around the tapestry, like, look at the picture, because I focus on those little, like, strings on the wrong side of the art, like, all the time. And that was just so beautiful. So thank you for sharing that. I just
Well, thank you for that. That was such wisdom, what you just said about the tapestry. I'm going to have to write that down. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, and sorry, I realized I didn't answer the thing. For me, the feeling of arriving feels like almost nothing, but in a good way. Like when you're just exhaling a really good deep breath, kind of that kind of just light, good vacancy. I don't know. So that's it. I just have to, I was really beautiful. Moved.
Beautiful. Thank you. Jazz, yeah.
As a last quick note, I really like that last piece that you just said, because when I couldn't, like, say yes or no at first, it was because the line, like, I've made it, I'm really sensitive towards, like, because for so long I attributed milestones to, like, self-worth. So, like, achievements and, like, making it was the goal, like, in everything always. So I'm hypersensitive to not tying or associating with that notion at all. But what you said, and like, when are the moments, and I guess to me it's just the definition of presence, but like when you feel like you've just taken a big deep breath, or if you just want to say when you actually are present, that's like, I guess my, like, when I feel like I made it. And there's been many moments in my life like that, but I think it's really important for me personally to neutralize any event, because you could say, oh, I, like, got my master's and I made it. But then you could also say, I didn't get my master's in pure and applied, so I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. But I had to switch program, right? So at least for me, it's I have to, like, I neutralize to, like, just be present in, like, the journey of what it was over the outcome, and to take the deep breath in the experience, and that's what I, or when I feel most present. And I think that's how I would answer your prompt, and like the mental and physical then comes with just that, for me is quiet, like that quiet space. Like when you take a big deep breath, I physically, I guess you could be like, oh, when, like, I thought of soccer. So when you, like, sprinting and you make it and you get the cross, or you take the shot and you collapse on the ground, right? Like that, like, oh, you know, like there's like nothing left and it's like just quiet and beautiful and no one, like everything is, the play is over or whatever. There's nothing going on. And that can relate to, I think, a lot of different things for me. But I think the presence and the quiet and the deep breath and not making it or not making it, depending on what the thing is, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, such wisdom. I need to publish this portion of the call as like a coffee table book. This is beautiful. Oh, thanks, ladies. Okay, so we'll do, let's see, I have two. I'm like, okay, so we'll kind of complete this exercise and then we'll do a takeaway round and we'll wrap. All right, so what you all just, or a lot of you just described in this exercise, first of all, very different physiological experience from the exercise prior, right? The activity of like, I'm not there yet, and the like stress fest. And then imagining or remembering, recalling like this kind of feeling of completion or arrival. And I love really, really, really like the way that you ladies are describing this, like calm presence, almost like nothingness, weightlessness, maybe a feeling of, it's like, I did it, like, you know, like, acknowledgement is what I'm trying to say, acknowledgement of the journey, acknowledgement of, you know, what has just occurred. But there's like a, kind of like a stillness to it in a sense, right? Like a presence to it, I'm here. I'm here now. I'm here now. Right? That's a great anchor point for, like, people understandably have a difficult time just, am I being present? How do I know if I'm being present? How do I become more present? What is this presence thing? I'm not really sure. So this is a great reference point for, this is what presence feels like. It's at least like one kind of capacity of presence. And goodness knows every single day I'm constantly amazed at how this presence thing continues to blow my mind. I'm like, I think I got it, you know, and I'm like, whoa, presence is fucking mind blowing. And then, man, though, like the next day, something, I'll have a consciousness expansive, I don't know, something happens. And I'm like, oh my God, presence though, really? So that is presence, this like, I am here now, I have arrived. And what's awesome, you guys, is that we don't have to have just done something monumental to come into the present moment. Like the present moment, it's, yes, it makes sense for you that it has the meaning when we arrive that we arrived, but, and like, we're always arriving. Right? We're always right nowing. We don't need a reason or an excuse or a something we just did, or, you know, like that's fun and that's part of the journey for sure. That feeling of like accomplishment or whatever, acknowledgement. But we don't have to do that in order to be here now. And so with presence and vision, as long as we're in a story of dissatisfaction with the fact that we're not there yet of any kind, right? Of, oh, I can't feel happy until, I won't be worthy until, life's going to suck until, like, blah, 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 right? All this stuff. Then we're, taking ourselves out of the present moment, making up a whole embellishment of what that's all about. And boom, our bodies tell us. And that's, we're so incredible as creatures. Like when you find yourself starting to feel those like anxious, tightness, blood pressure, like signal, like, what are you thinking about? Where are you at right now? Come home to the present moment. And you might be in a super, you know, life is lifey. So we might be in a super chaotic experience. We might be going through some grief. We might be, have missed the boat and like have to now deal with the whatever, the aftermath, you know, like, and presence is, can be there too in any situation, any circumstance. And it's actually really helpful when we're present versus when we're like all flustered and like, meh. So embodying this feeling, like Mia was talking about how it's a feeling, this embodiment of I am an artist. My life is a work of art, right? And allowing that to kind of like surprise us and how it shows up in ways that we could never imagine. Very, very much so, like, my life is the present moment. I am in the present moment, and I'll get there when I get there. Cool. It'll be really fun when the thing happens, when my Christmas decorations are up, or when I have this, like, glamp ground that's open, and I can invite all of you down to come hang out in the jungle with me and watch the fireflies. It's going to be really, really cool. And I don't need to... I don't need to get there in order to feel wonderful. So last little piece here that, God, somebody told me a while back and I was like, and then now I'm like, yep, is that the reason that anybody does anything is because they believe it's going to make them feel good or feel better. Like, why do we do things? Ooh, we think it's going to make us feel good or better, right? Healthy, you know, in a healthy way. And it seems so simple. Like, oh, there's more to it than that. Like, no, it's because I need $2 million would let me do this, this, and that. Or having the Christmas, you know, ornaments up or blah, blah, blah. Like, we have these, like, reasons. But when we really look underneath, it's because we believe that that's going to feel better than this feels. And the great thing is, no, that's not true. Like, we can feel great right now. And that's like, great, but we can access presence. We can access appreciation and awe for whatever is happening, dropping judgment, right? Dropping evaluation, dropping story of self and like the meaning making about self. We just drop all that shit. So like come back to that arrival point, like, okay, I've arrived. And just notice that emptiness here. So nice. It's so like, and that's available anytime. We just get to remember that. That we can listen to our body and come home when we need to. So I'll wrap here. One of the things that I was possibly going to do, but we just don't have time for it tonight, I encourage everybody to do this anytime, but especially as you start your day, and especially if there's stuff, like a part of your journey and your transformation right now is around worthiness or feeling whole, feeling like you're okay right where you are, even if things aren't the way you'd like them to be. Put on some nice music on YouTube, like there's like a meditation music, and set aside 5 or 10 minutes in the morning and come into communion with yourself, I am whole. See yourself, and if you need to see yourself as the puppy or as the child or as the flower or whatever is helpful for you, younger version of self, we've talked about this on some of these calls, like that one is like so heart opening for me. When I'm being like hard on myself, I think about Little Fawn and I'm like, oh God, no, okay, I'm sorry. Like, you're beautiful, you're perfect, you're fine. but really, like, healing or wholing, as I've been calling it, is it's a communion with art, what already is, before all the judging and all the stuff. So creating that space, just like we do with our loved ones, our puppies, our kiddos, right? Like to let them know, like, hey, I love you. Like, you're perfect. You're amazing. Sometimes you bite me and it's annoying, or sometimes you rip the couch up, or sometimes you pee on the floor. But unconditionally, I love you. You're so innocent and sweet, right? And the more we can like be that with ourselves, the less we get like all funky about the future not being here yet and all that stuff. Cool. All right. I'll wrap here. Any questions, first of all, then we'll do takeaways for anybody that can stick around. And if you need to hop off, totally cool too, because it's been a long one too. questions before we do takeaways? All right. So soft landing with this one, coming home. Who would like to share a takeaway? We'll just kind of go around the circle and complete our evening. Anything coming up for anyone? How you feeling? Anything occurring to you? Anything that you're walking away with or want to try on? Micah, thank you.
I'm just feeling, sounds stupid to say, but I'm feeling so present right now. And I guess my takeaway is kind of that I feel really honored for us to all be in presence together. That's like a really special thing. And I think this kind of also shows me how much I can be with people and us not all be present, you know? So this has been really special. So thanks, everybody. But I want to take this to the other areas, the non-computer areas of my life too.
Beautiful. Thanks for speaking to that. Yeah, being in presence with other humans. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Takeaway, insight? Layla, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. sorry, I had to turn off the camera and put myself on mute there during my last time I spoke. But I think my takeaway is the exercises that we did were interesting for a lot of reasons. But the one, I'll pick one for the sake of time, but one of them was interesting because the question, it was the first question you asked us, how do you feel not meeting that goal, not being there? And I just felt that, a lot of us have very much the same feelings, but we show it in different ways. That what stood out to me was that all of us, I related to what everybody said, but maybe what I would have done was different, but I felt the same. I think when Jasmine said avoidance, right, I was like, oh, I definitely do that, you know? And and then there's also a way out of that. You don't have to live there. Mm-hmm. And that's what my takeaway was, is you don't have to continue that story. And we all feel that, but we don't have to continue to feel that. And we can change that. And that's up to us. And we get our power back that way. Yeah, that was my takeaway.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you. And thank you for speaking to your growth around this topic too, Layla. You've mentioned a couple of times, you're really doing the work. You're reminding yourself, not the work, but the presencing, remembering to come back to present and noticing how much better it feels. And so thanks for modeling that for all of us.
Oh, thank you guys too. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Takeaways, thoughts, insights? Jasmine.
One, just thanks everyone for tonight and for being here and everything that you shared. I have a few. I really love what came to mind in the early part of the call was around our thinking. And I don't know if any of you watch Ted Lasso right now, but he keeps saying be a goldfish. And that's a really great analogy for me when I'm in any space that's not present. Because I can choose to, Layla, you just said, if I'm avoiding, I don't have to stay there. And I could be a goldfish. They have memories of 10 seconds or less, and I can switch gears, and I have that power. Then when we did that exercise of the state of not being there yet, when you said the rationalizer, I wasn't there when you guys did your retreat, but you guys all had these little things that were your gremlins or whatever. My gremlin's name is the rationalizer. That's my name. Yeah, so I really like that because
that I like to be mindful of that. And then I think, Layla, what you just said, that we don't have to stay there, I think my takeaway is continuing to build my toolbox of how not to stay there, and my strategies, because I have done a lot of work over the last 2 years, and I really have strengthened my ability to be present. Like when I'm with my kids, you know, like when I'm in a Nerf fight, I am in a Nerf fight, you know? And like when I'm cooking, like I am cooking, right? Or like when I'm walking down to the bus stop, like I'm just walking down, like I'm present. And then when I have my beautiful, like color-coded block of time to sit down and work on coaching, I need to continue to build my toolbox of strategies when I experience those emotions of not being there yet, to not stay in those physical and like mental spaces, because my mind knows my capability, but my actions don't always follow what I know, and that I don't have to stay there. So I think just my takeaway is that I want like the strength of me in those moments to be as strong as my rationalizer, like and I take that back, like stronger, right? Stronger. So sometimes it takes like a call, and sometimes it takes a toolbox, and sometimes it takes an affirmation, or you name it, but I just want to have a fucking arsenal that could blow that shit up at any point. You know.
Awesome. Thanks, Jazz. Two things, The Gap and the Gain. I think you're going to freaking love this book because it's very, like, very much like, ha-ha, getting at it. And then also the new Module 4 LFP stuff that we're brewing up over here is, like, act like a part of it is, like, all of these access points, all these ways to, like, interrupt the you know, the negative narrative, like downward spiraling, and like how to like interrupt that with like the light. So we'll be getting that out in the next month or so, and I'm excited about it. So cool. Anyone else? Takeaway, insight, reflection? Mia, thank you.
I think for me, the last two exercises, demonstrating all, you know, the really the opposite emotions that we feel, it was a great reminder that we actually, I mean, life is about contradictions and opposites, and it's not about trying to eliminate one, like I, you know, all my fears and doubts and overwhelmness, like it's okay, it'll always be there. I don't think it's, I'll ever get, I won't be enlightened in this lifetime, so I'm not looking for that. So it's okay to have it, but then equally the knowing and the peace and the harmony, it's also there. And yeah, and I think that's actually just to see that is enough. You know, I don't need to feel like I have to pick one or being constantly working towards only the harmony and the peace. Like, because I think when you tap into the present, then actually that is always peace anyway. So yeah, so then to not judge myself when the fear does come, you know, I think that's, yeah, to kind of, yeah, to live with it all.
Oh, yes. So amazing. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, killing it.
I'm speaking from presence.
And there you go. Right? Yeah, so amazing. That's so, yes. I just finished an 8-month super amazing mastery program in this modality that my mentors are, they're calling it holality, but it's exactly what you just spoke to, which a lot of like, a lot of the personal development spiritual stuff is like, focus on the good, make, you know, fix your orientation, like get the thoughts to slow down and become, you know, no, like that is not enlightenment. Enlightenment is being a human being, having the full human experience and being able to be in it all, right? And without judgment and without making a big to-do about it. So I love that you, thank you for channeling that, speaking that. Yeah, that's very, very dear to me. Yeah. And Aishwarya, did you have your hand up? Awesome.
Yeah, I would say that for me, two things came up. So I think in the exercise where you were talking about, you know, imagine not having what you want and, you know, focusing on that. And then I sort of, you know, when I went through my process of doing that, I was kind of chasing the expectation and then the actual happiness of having gotten there. And the first thing that I realized when I was doing that was that, similar to what Jasmine mentioned about avoidance, I was kind of avoiding feeling uncomfortable. And so I was avoiding feeling that by looking into what I would feel when the event did happen. So I would say my first takeaway from that exercise was to start being comfortable with being uncomfortable. We talked about this. So, you know, that's something that I would like to get better at because it's a useful skill. So, you know, to be more comfortable with getting uncomfortable, that would be the first one. And then the second one is when I talked about expectations, how much of your feelings are intrinsic and authentic to you versus how much have you put on, right? And so I don't know how much this has to do with presence. I think the more stuff that comes intrinsically within you that you can sort of almost meditate on or, you know, like contemplate on is probably part of being present. And whatever stuff that you're putting on yourself that feels extrinsic to you and doesn't arise from within is disrupting presence or is disrupting flow. So, you know, like I think that example where I was chasing one thought after the other was like I was avoiding and I was not focusing on what was intrinsically arising within me. So, yeah, I would say that's kind of my two takeaways.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Oh, my gosh. Incredible noticing. Like, isn't it amazing what happens when we presence? We notice what's going on up here. Oh, gorgeous. Thank you for sharing that. Wow. Ugh. Anyone else? Takeaway? Highlight? Okay. All right. So back to the PACE acronym. I'm going to put this one on the table again for you guys to, you ladies, to write this down, stick it somewhere where you can, you'll see it. Maybe stick it on many sticky notes like I do, stick it everywhere. So PACE, patience, or AKA presence, awareness, curiosity, and expression. And by expression, I'm talking about what Mia was talking about, like the expression of life living itself through us. Like, so patience meaning slowing down, being here now, awareness being aware of what is here in the now, curiosity being open instead of narrating the now, and expression being how are we expressing in the now? What's showing up for us? Like Aishwarya was just talking about this intrinsic versus extrinsic. And so maybe that'll be one of the tools, Jazz, put this somewhere where you can check in with it or on your phone or, you know, all the reminders and tricks. But these, like patience, awareness, curiosity, expression, be the expression. It's game changing, but we have to put it in front of our face all the time because we're humans and we'll forget. So, awesome, ladies. Thank you so much for being here and cozying in and exploring tonight. This was really, really profound. And it's Halloween weekend. Have an amazing, safe Halloween, whatever everybody gets up to. And we'll do our next group call next month. Probably on intuition, maybe on expectation. Maybe we'll have a read-in and I'll cozy up. We'll see. We'll see what's being left. Awesome. Good night, everybody. sweetie.
Night, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Good night. Take care.
Good night, guys.
Thank you.
Ciao.